Hi, and welcome to yet another episode of Not an Island Podcast. This is a little corner where autism, family, and faith meet. And we are your hosts. I'm Todd.
I'm Amanda.
And we are the Johnsons. And so today we have a really cool episode for you. It's actually talking about siblings to children with autism.
Yes.
And we got this idea from a really good friend of ours who I actually traveled the world with, Brandy White.
Shout out, Brandy.
Shout out, Brandy. We're going to put your tag down here. Go and check out her stuff on Instagram. And
definitely. Yeah, she writes. Awesome. She's an amazing writer.
Yes, she is.
I went to school with Brandy, and I just want to say thank you, Brandy, so much for all your love and support through all the years. You've just been steadfast and constant. Yeah. I know you're like that for so many people. You're amazing.
Yeah, yeah. So this episode, thanks to Brandy, is about Ezra's brother, and not just yes. Ezra's brother, but what it's like to be a sibling to a child with autism. From our perspective, at least, from a parent's perspective, Ezra or Justice might have a completely different opinion, but hey, we'll roll with it.
I think her exact comment was like, you know, we've heard so much of Ezra's journey, but I'm interested to hear about Justice and how he, you know, plays into the whole dynamic. And it's honestly a little wild because I think in person, like one-on-one, like with our family and everything else, Ezra can't so much speak for himself, but let me tell you, Justice is only 2 years old and he's full of life.
He can speak for all of us.
So we've spent all this time, you know, sharing Ezra's story online, but Justice just shares his story in every room he walks into. Oh, yeah. It's so easy for him to.
Yeah, it's just a matter of time until he's YouTube famous by himself. This kid is something
else. He is a mess. He's so funny.
Yeah.
But yeah, if I'm being 100% honest, I struggled. And maybe you as well have been in the same boat. Our first child, Ezra, had autism and was diagnosed with autism. And we were walking through that denial phase and all the fear and all the things that came with that diagnosis for us and the unknown. And for me, it was like, oh my goodness, like I can't imagine if we had another child going through the same thing. And and so for a little while, I was like, man, I don't know if we should have another kid.
Yeah.
But God said otherwise. Mm-hmm. And actually, it was back in, I think, 2018. So Ezra would have been 2, maybe. That had been before his diagnosis and before we fully knew what we were dealing with. I got Justice's name in the middle of the night. I woke up with God and spent some time with him. And I just heard him tell me the name Justice Samuel and that I would have another boy. And I was like so convinced of it in that moment that I was like, yeah. I'm going to have another child, you know?
But that moment was fleeting.
Yes, but I, as many of you know, I dealt with infertility for years before having Ezra. And so when that promise from the Lord didn't come to pass right away, I think a lot of kind of doubt honestly came in. And I was like, well, maybe I was just hearing things. Like, maybe that was wrong. You know, maybe I'm not going to have another child. And because I didn't get pregnant, you know? And so I was like, okay, I just went through walking through life and kind of put that behind me. I told a couple close people to me, and let me tell you, they never, ever let me forget it.
your real friends won't let you forget that stuff.
No, but wildly enough, almost everywhere we went, I would say those few years where between Ezra and Justice, anybody who would pray for me, they'd say, I see another baby. And it was like the Lord really giving me the yes, like you are going to have another child and you shouldn't be afraid. As a matter of fact, I think one of the people who prayed closest to when Justice was conceived said, you can't be afraid anymore, like no fear. Yeah. And I really took that to heart and I was like, okay, we can't be afraid. And so we weren't. And then we found out we were pregnant. And we were.
And then we became very afraid, didn't we?
Yeah, it was a different feeling than when we got that positive pregnancy test with Ezra, for sure.
Well, one good thing about it, I would say, I think it's important to mention, is your health problems you had during yes. that time and how having Justice really reset your body. Also, if you hear the kids in the background or one of the Disney movies they're watching,
for this recording,
hopefully they don't interrupt us. We'll see.
We'll see.
We'll see. If the video just jump cuts, you know what happened.
You know exactly what happened.
So, but yeah.
I, towards the end of my pregnancy with Ezra, I developed preeclampsia. He was an emergency cesarean birth. There was a lot of trauma for me and for him. And so I was also scared of that. And I can say now with full confidence that it was even harder of a pregnancy with Justice than it ever was with Ezra, but God was faithful to me. And he kept us through that time for sure.
He really was. Yeah. That was a crazy time.
But yeah. I think we also were a little bit like, how will Ezra respond? Because it was...
Yeah, we were worried about if he would have the capacity at that younger age to be the brother he needed to be, that we wouldn't have to be worried about Justice's physical safety. Because Ezra can be a whirlwind at times, and he doesn't mean any harm or anything, but...
He was very innocent, but he just didn't have the understanding of a lot of things.
Absolutely.
And we still had very limited communication with him. And we just didn't know, like, how is he going to feel, you know?
Yeah.
But throughout my pregnancy, he really surprised me. He was very intrigued about a baby in my belly. He even was lifting his shirt up and, you know, pointing like, I got one
baby
too.
In his belly.
Yes. And he began to like take his little stuffed animals and he'd care for them. And, you know, we talked a lot about baby brother, you know, coming into his life. And when I tell you that Justice Samuel Johnson was such a blessing and is such a blessing to our family.
Okay. We're going to stop here. The first 30 minutes of him being home, I'm going to share a video right here. And you're going to see in this video how excited Ezra really was.
Oh, my.
So we're
going
to jump to the video right here.
Justice? Where's baby brother Justice?
I brought him.
I'm so excited.
I'm distant.
Is that your brother?
Buddy, that's your brother. Look, is that your brother?
Literally.
Say hi, brother Justice.
Easy.
Brother now.
Oh my gosh, Ezra fell so in love with Justice immediately. And there were things like he tried to pick him up very early on, and that was the kind of scary situation. Yeah. But he was so enthralled and so in love. Aww. So in love. I remember, you know, before you have a baby, you're getting all the things that they need.
Yeah.
And I can just remember him like being intrigued by his swing and, oh, that's his crib and these are his blankets. Yeah. And like, it was such a cool time to see his responses.
For sure.
And then to see the connection and the bond that he formed so quickly.
Yeah.
With Justice. He didn't need words for that.
No. That's one of the biggest things we learned is that love, you know, love doesn't need words really.
No. He didn't need to be able to communicate verbally to be able just to connect in that way. Like that they're just brothers, you know?
Yeah.
From day one. And I think we always say like Justice is like a built-in best buddy
Ezra. Well, at times.
At times, yeah. Also a built-in worst enemy, if you know what I'm
sometimes,
saying.
Sometimes, yeah.
Parents.
No, but, and here we are 2.5, almost 3 years later, and they're still trucking on like best friends. And, you know, that's one of her biggest prayers is that never changes, that they don't grow apart from each other when they get older and that they are always there for each other, you know?
I mean, they spend every waking moment that Ezra's not at school, they're together. Mm-hmm. And even though Ezra sometimes is playing kind of to himself, Justice is right there with him. And I mean, they do everything. They play outside together. They take a bath together. It's just, I can't imagine a world where we didn't have an Ezra and a Justice. Like,
yeah.
they are our whole world.
Yeah, and for sure.
They're each other's world too. And it's just priceless.
Well, that's something we are very adamant about, is not allowing Ezra's condition to change anything about the dynamics of our family, especially how we treat Justice, how we treat Ezra, and how we allow them to treat each other, how we treat them. We want them to see fairness. So there's this phenomenon out there called the glass child phenomenon. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-mm.
No. The glass child or the glass children. It's a phenomenon that when a child has a disability or a terminal illness, where the family is constantly focused on that one child, that the sibling becomes see-through.
And I was definitely scared of that.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, and you know, that's something we guard against every day, is that Justice, we don't ever allow Justice to be see-through. We want him to shine just as brightly as Ezra, and we want him to be the center of our world, just like Ezra is.
Yes.
And so if you are having a child, or I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. If you have a child with autism and you are on the fence about having another child, or maybe you're pregnant with another child, or maybe you're in the process of raising another young one like we are, know this, that like, as long as you love them with all your heart, and as long as you show them the passion that you show your first child, if you had them in the order that we had them, everything's going to be fine.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any glass children in that case.
I think any parent, whether you have a child on the spectrum or not, it's like, how can I feel the same way over again?
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you from firsthand experience, it's just, and anybody who has multiple children, they'll tell you the same thing. You definitely love them differently, but you love them exactly the same at the same time.
Yeah.
Like you love, does that make sense? Like you love them equally. Like
not really, but we'll go with it.
Yeah. What do you mean?
The same and different at the same time.
I know. Yeah. Like
does that make sense to
you?
They
require different love, but they, but the same.
Different, but the same amount.
Yeah. The same amount.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm just teasing her, but yeah, like having two kids, one has autism and the other one, you know, we don't know if he does or not. He's young.
Right. I was going to add that in there. He is, as far as we know, he's neurotypically developing at this point.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So let's get into some stuff. How are they the same?
Oh, how are they the same? Well, I'll say this. One of my biggest concerns was, you know, I hear them. I don't know if you guys can, but they're fighting over something right now. The brotherly love. I think it's so classic that they're here for this episode. The thing that I would say, like, I was the most concerned about was Ezra's meltdowns and how hard it was for him to go certain places and do certain things. And I thought, oh, that might hold Justice back. You know what I mean? It might keep him from experiencing things. And I would say, honestly, I think a lot of Ezra's meltdowns have resolved. Like we still see a lot of them.
Yeah,
I would
the
say
most
more
part.
Delayed. He still struggles with transitions. He still gets overwhelmed in crowded places. But Justice is 2 years old, and so does he.
Yeah.
You know, so we haven't really fully experienced Justice being held back from anything.
Yeah, for sure.
Because of what Ezra's experiencing. They experience everything together. And I would say for the most part, Justice holds Ezra back a little bit right now.
Yeah.
More than the other way around, just because he's two and sometimes he hasn't napped and sometimes he's hungry and he is a little fireball, you know, and he gets very upset when he doesn't get his way. And he's in the terrible twos. You know, what can I say? But yeah, I was concerned about that. I've heard so many siblings say, oh, there's so many things that I couldn't do, or there's so much attention mom and dad had to put on the sibling and they couldn't give me that same attention. And I don't feel like that's the case at all. Yeah. I don't know. You feel different?
No, I feel the same. I feel the same way. I feel like that they're both equally adventurous.
Yeah.
They're both equally rambunctious. They're both equally challenging in different ways.
In different ways.
And they're both equally sweet. They are very sweet children. Yes. So we wouldn't, I know that those are ways that they're the same, you know? Yeah. What about ways they're different? What do you think about that?
Well, I think we've covered somewhat. Like, justice is very easy to connect to. Yeah. And I've seen the difference in that dynamic with our family.
Yeah, for sure.
Our family, and us included, we had to work to connect to Ezra. We had to get into his world. We had to be super intentional to connect with him. Whereas justice just like lays it on everyone. It's like, I think from the womb before he even had words, his little eyes and his smile, he could just connect in that way.
Yeah.
So that's been definitely different for the both of them.
Yeah. They're very different in that way. I would say they're also different in their, I don't know, their temperament. Like Ezra, Ezra's an extremely, he has an extremely innocent heart, and Justice does too. Don't get me wrong, but Ezra has a very innocent demeanor. I guess you could say Justice, he's sweet and innocent, but that kid is mischievous. He is mischievous, and it's just funny. It's funny how you see your own attributes in the kids.
Oh yeah,
different children. I was very innocent and sweet, and she was very mischievous. If in case you're wondering.
Oh my goodness, I'm sure they all believe that.
Yeah. But yeah, that's how they're the same, and that's how they're different. Come here, Bubba. You sleeping? You sleepy?
Yeah.
Yeah, you watching the show?
Yeah.
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 Okay. Yeah, I knew one of you was going to escape. You're not scared? Introducing the star of the show.
Crusty boy Johnson with his messy hair.
Who we've been talking about. Mr. Personality.
Tell him to say hi.
Can you say hi?
Hi.
Oh, that was loud.
Yeah, good job, buddy.
You're so sweet, Bubba. You and your little nightshirt. They had their movie going on.
Hi.
Hi.
I
did it again.
No more, Bubba.
Okay.
But they are both very good children, and we're very blessed to have them both.
Yes. Oh, don't touch that. You make a loud noise. Don't touch it. We're talking about you. We're talking about how much joy you've brought to our life. Yeah. Yeah, the big one.
And trauma.
And trauma.
Yeah.
So good.
It's trauma, mommy.
It is trauma.
Say, save the drama for your mama.
It's trauma and your mama.
Yeah, save it. Save it for them. Oh, my goodness.
Well, guys, I guess that's going to wrap it up. This is the episode. of our kids, really about Justice. We wanted to give a little snippet about him. You know, without Justice, our family wouldn't be what it is. You better quit laughing.
He's such a blessing from the Lord.
Yeah, you're silly.
We have the dynamic duo, that's for sure. So silly.
You're not silly.
Hey, Justice, can you tell everyone like and subscribe? Say like and subscribe.
Say like and subscribe. Yeah. Awesome. Well, we are Not an Island Podcast. I'm Todd.
I'm Amanda.
And that's Justice.
Hi. Say hi.
And until next time, we love you guys. Bye. Say bye.